We're going to leave all of these material concerns behind when we die. If we have attachment to any of them, there's the possibility that it's going to cause us suffering at the time of death. The thing that we are attached to the most is our body. This is what we really cherish the most. And so this, if we have a lot of attachment to our body, is going to cause us the most suffering at the time of death. This body of ours, if we can, is treated like a hotel room. If we have a hotel room, it's very useful, maybe very practical. We use it very well. We look after it. We don't hurt it, or we don't destroy it or damage it. But at the end of the day, when we need to leave, we leave without worrying about it. It served us well, and then we leave it behind. This is maybe also a good attitude to have towards our human body, although it is so important in terms of practice. At the end of the day, it is impermanent, and we will leave it behind. One day we will die. So while we have it, use it very well. Use it to practice the Dharma, to create positive karma for later on in this life and in future lives. But also don't be too attached to it. Remember, where there is attachment, there is suffering. This body of ours that we cherished so much, that we have pampered so much, that we have been so concerned about and looked after so much, and sometimes also the source of our vanity, which causes us suffering, we're going to leave it behind. Some things that may help with in terms of practice is, one is remember impermanence. Another is go to a charnel ground, maybe Tibetan burial ground. You see what happens when the body is chopped up and fed to the vultures. We don't have any attachment. In fact, it might even turn our stomach. Some people are really revulsed. They feel very unwell when they see this. Or go to a morgue. Remember that, or think of a friend that has died. We may have fond memories of them, but that the body that we cherish so much, at the end of the day when they die, we don't want that body to be around. We want to get rid of that body as quickly as possible. Send it to the morgue, to the burial ground, to the grave, to be incinerated. The same is going to happen to our body as well. When we leave this world, when we die, our loved ones are not going to want to keep that body around. They're also going to want to get rid of it after a few days. It's very important that when we die, to do our best not to dispose of the body too quickly, as best as we can. If we can, for a minimum of 4 days, don't send the body to an incinerator, a crematorium, or if you can, wait at least 7 days, because there's a still process going on, a process of death. There may be, externally, it may seem like the death process has finished, but there may still be going an internal process going on. So this is the advice of the great teachers. And also, do this, go to one of these places, and we see what our body is going to be like at the end of the day when this life ends. It will also help to remove this attachment that we have to our body.